Do they have a 69 length?
No, they got 58, 85, and then...
They have an 11.
They have an 8.
They have a 3. I'm trying to add up the 69 here.
If you got a 3...
What about a 44 and a 35?
Okay, well, let's actually think about it. They have a 17. They have a 21. No, that wouldn't be close enough. There's a 17. There's a...
Is there a 1?
18, 26, 59.
Is there a negative 1?
Okay, there's a 21. There's a 28. You add those up. It's 49. There is a 20. 69.
Dude, we are making movies.
Three lenses get you there.
Does it work like that? Can you stack them like that?
No.
Okay.
You can try.
Don't crush his dreams so out of
hand.
How's
the Hubble Bubble Telescope work? Don't they have multiple lenses? My brain was like, don't say the gum. Don't say the gum. Hubble Bubble.
The Hubble Bubble Telescope.
It has a bunch of lenses, though, right?
You know, that's not even the cool telescope anymore. It's the Mike and Ike Webb telescope now.
I thought they didn't do podcasts anymore. You say Mike and Mike?
Mike and Ike. What? It's a candy.
They have their own telescope?
The big red telescope. It's gum. There you go. I'm confused at what you're confused at.
Okay, I know about the Hubble.
He was making it. Okay, I'll explain about it. Okay, he was making a joke as like, you know, an add-on.
Oh, it was a joke? I trusted you.
That might be the most cutting thing you ever said to me with that facial expression.
I just trusted you. I was like, oh, you're right. There is another one. It's not the Hubble anymore. There is another one.
Yeah, in the joke universe where they're named after gums and candies, it's...
The Mike and Ike. I get it now. But I got confused. I thought you said Mike and Mike. And I thought of like Mike whatever and Mike Golick.
Who?
They don't do Mike and Mike anymore, but one of the Mikes does a different show.
You guys don't listen exclusively to Go My Favorite Sports Team?
No, but I've been on two of the best episodes.
Used to listen to Mike and Mike on the radio in law school. Since then, I don't listen to sports things. Yeah. But I do listen to Go, but I don't consider it a sports thing.
What? Because it doesn't report up to the date sports.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys peaked in the episode where Tyler read you a eulogy and he got to the end and your response was, well, that's a sad poem. I really feel like you might have peaked in that moment.
Nah, man, you missed the middle of that where I was dying laughing at the funniest poem I thought I'd ever heard. And then it turns out it's a eulogy.
No, I heard it because we were at Disney together and he kept listening to it on repeat because he was trying to do something with editing for it. I don't know. But he listened to that at least 30 times in my presence.
You don't listen back to anything.
I know. It was torturous.
That's a pretty regular thing to double check footage back. Do you watch videos before you upload them?
Next question.
Do you just, you cough it into Dana's hand, Dana shoots it back.
If something's wrong, there's always a comment where like, wait, there's like a 30 seconds of just black screen. I'm like, all right.
You'll deduct that from Dana's pay.
And YouTube has a cutout feature. I don't think we've had that issue since Dana took over.
You pay per second, and that's 30 seconds of black screen.
Do you
want to
know
money.
The truth of YouTube for me?
Uh-huh.
All right, launch up OBS. Got my camera, put my SD card in. Record. Do I need to sync? Nah. I clap anyway. Hey everyone, welcome back to the video. Video happens. Outro. Pop out the SD, upload, drag it over to the Synology. I put it in a folder, I name it, drag it over to the Synology, which is what we share our stuff through. OBS finishes recording, does whatever it's called where it changes the format.
Remuxes.
Drag that over into the, it's called Bandicam, the folder I drag it to, even though it's not Bandicam
it's
anymore.
Bandicam.
But the folder's called Bandicam. Wait for that to transfer. Next thing I know, someone on stream's like, wait, I really love that video. I was like, which one? Oh, that's out now? Dana edits it. She does the thumbnail. She titles it. She does the description. She does the tags. I don't even know that YouTube exists anymore. We have a TikTok, apparently.
We? You as in Lord Minion or the Distractible?
Me. No, me as in Wade.
Oh, so that's a real TikTok? I thought that was a scam because I know you don't use TikTok.
No, I made one and then I didn't do anything besides follow some of my friends.
And then you just gave it to Dana?
JP's a real dick writer to get me on the new trends. He got me to try to get verified on Twitter before they changed everything around. Uh-huh. And he got on me about the TikToks. And finally, I was like, fine, Dana, we can start uploading stuff to TikTok. So we did. I think I've got like 5 tickies now.
You gotta give her a raise, man. You gotta give her a raise.
I try.
You try? Wait. Yeah. You
and
try.
She accepts. So I think that's called it happens. I'm like, do you want more money? And she's like, no. And I'm like, oh, man, all right, here, have some anyway.
All right, well, that's
probably still underpay her for how much she does.
Probably.
Anyway, speaking of underpaying, I didn't pay $100,000 for the lemon.
Oh, that's right. We were down to 40. We were at 48.
How long ago was that? That feels like a different conversation.
Well, it was probably in like...
Was that before or after Dick's 3D?
No, yeah. We got into 69mm focal lengths.
I'll reveal it to you. Let's spill the secrets, okay. Right? These lenses can cost... What are you doing?
That's the dick coming at you from the screen. I didn't know if it was before or after.
Ooh, not today.
You heard of the one at Disney where like there's an alien that would like breathe on your neck? Just the dick spray. Never mind, go ahead.
I see what happened now. I do. Yeah. I fully understand how we got to where we
were. How much were your lenses?
Yeah, Mark, the lenses.
It can cost, some of them cost $20. Oh, some of them have cost me more in shipping than they have in the lens itself. Some of them cost like, most of them are probably around like $50 to $200. The extremely rare ones are like 1,000, but that would just be one per set is that I know of is 1,000.
Can you take like, you know how people do like the glass blowing? Can you use those as lenses?
The blown glass?
Glass? I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
But it'd be a really cool movie looking thing maybe if you did.
What do you need, a 45?
You got the set glass blower with the little pipe on the side of the camera. The director's like, oh, make it rounder, bigger.
You would have to give out drugs before they went to watch your movie. Be like, all right, here's your popcorn. Here's your LSD. Go enjoy the movie.
I mean, it would make an experience more special. But no, it takes a long process. And one of the reasons why these vintage lenses are so cool is because they're all made by hand.
Like hand ground? Mm-hmm. Oh, that is kind of wild.
Well, you know, they have a spinning wheel.
Like yeah. The way they're modernly done is ground by machine to within, you know, insanely tight spec, right? Yeah. Like it's...
I'm not 100% sure that all of them were hand ground, but...
But if some of them were, I could see why that makes them so unique.
They didn't have computers.
They probably had some kind of guide or something that they were using. It's almost like a lathe, but it's not a lathe. It's a vertical spinny-do.
They had calculations that they made. They ground the glass. They checked them all. They assembled them by hand. Everything was done to an extreme precision. That's why I like the particular brand that I like is because it's very consistent. They made their own glass. They made their own casings. They made their own coatings. They made all of it in-house. They never outsourced to anyone else besides this one partnership, and that was Leica. Asking them to make stuff for them. And that's why I love them, because they're pieces of history. And in a few years or in like 10 or 20 years, they're all going to be gone because they're 50 years old.
Yeah, because you're buying them all.
I hope so. Well, no, I want to preserve
the Mark Museum of Minolta lens.
I really love these.
Do you
lenses.
Like a lens? Come to Markiplier.
And I appreciate the rehousing that people do, like, but I'm not going to pay $100,000. That's what I was trying to say. It's like, I'm not going to pay that. I didn't.
Hey, we're over here, man. Who are you talking
to? I did not and have not and was not going to pay that amount for it because I didn't want to. Because I can assemble a whole set. I have multiple sets already. For total is like anywhere between like, you know, there's that 1,000 and then there's about 11 lenses. Actually, in my perfect set, there's only like 9.
Well, so I'm curious. You're going through all this and you're setting up to eventually try and rehouse some of this or a set of this glass yourself, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
What is the worst case scenario of that? Do you just ruin the glass if you like touch it wrong or something? Or do you just like end up with a shitty set of lenses if the housings aren't quite as precise as they need to be? Like, what? Are you destroying them or is it just like they might not be as good as if someone else who knows what they're doing more did it instead of you?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just like, it's probably not going to be as good. These things are a lot sturdier than they seem, but in disassembling something, you can like ruin the glue.
Yeah. I mean, if you gouge it, you ruin the coating or. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's not like you're going to, if you like touch it with your finger, it's ruined for all eternity or something.
Yeah, no,
right?
They're not airtight. So like that dust gets inside it all the time. That's how fungus starts to grow inside it. It's just like dust.
How do you cure fungus in a lens?
You don't really.
Get some of that toenail goop for athlete's foot. Athlete's foot is fungus, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Ath-on. No, that's clap-on.
Ath-off. <What's the name? laughs> Ath-on, ath-off.
Never mind, I don't...
The ather.
The ath stays off!
Do you have a case of the big ath? Well, we got the stuff for you.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So it's an art form. Yeah, and I really appreciate it. Like with preserving, you know, data and stuff like that. There's some people that definitely hoard them, and it's not my intention to do that. I have not bought enough to qualify as like I'm hoarding them, but I'm getting close.
How many have you gotten?
About 80.
Well, you do. So we talked about this a little bit. You intend to like rent them out, right? You're not hoarding all of these just for your own personal uses.
He has a swimming pool filled with lenses that he dives into every night before bed, and he just rolls around like Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck of lenses.
That sounds horrible. I don't.
Yeah, you know, that would really solve the frog drowning problem, though.
You're right. It's rats.
The rat drowned.
You put on like a suit that's like this material before you get in there, so that way you're nice and fluffy and you're just cleaning them while you swim around.
Yeah, meanwhile against the hard wall of the pool, they're I'm fixing them.
No. You put bubble wrap around the edges of the pool, then wrapped it in a fine cloth.
It's okay.
That's what I do. I plant a big smooch on the top of every lens, like right on the glass. You know, I'm going to take care of you. And then close the cap. Make sure I seal that in there. No, I like it. It's a hobby. I don't have many hobbies.
That is true. I've never really known you to have any hobby unless you count kind of cooking. Don't cook a lot. You kind of mastered like a couple things.
Yeah, I don't really cook things.
What other hobbies have you had? Would you say you've had any other like hobbies?
Not any collecting hobbies, no.
The biking / motorcycle.
The bike of 87.
Every time I look over at you, I just get a blast of heat, so I'm going to stop looking over there.
That turns off.
No, but it looks so nice.
Fire, can you cool it down a bit?
But like, you got it. You have an e-bike, and like, that was kind of a hobby, kind of a way that you traveled by choice.
Yeah, this is the first time where I've collected something for the...
Ryobi?
No, it's practical. Ryobi's pure practical.
Yeah, how many of your plethora of Ryobi tools have you used more than getting them out of the box?
Everyone.
Oh, that doesn't sound like the truth.
It's like a kid being scolded. You do your chores? Oh.
Amy's used them more than I have, actually.
Oh. Well, at least they get used. I don't even know how much Ryobi you have. I just know it was described as a wall.
I had a wall, yeah.
Walk into Mark's house and it's like, oh, what'd you do with the place? It's just like lenses from ceiling to floor on one side and power tools on the other.
I mean, that's kind of my objective because I have to store them in like a cabinet, keeps it dry and dust free. And yeah, they're beautiful. They're beautiful.
Are they like positive pressure cabinets or are they just sealed?
They're just sealed and then it keeps it dry.
Is that a thing that lens people do, positive pressure storage to keep particulates out? I guess that could bring moisture in.
It's not really meant for keeping dust out. It just is like it magnetically closes. And so
it's never bad if a little positivity leaks out. We need more of that in this world.
Thanks, buddy. Anyway, yeah, but they're beautiful. The oldest ones are metal, like full metal construction. Their whole body's metal.
Do they do that satisfying thing where like when you turn the focus ring, it's just like, and it feels like really buttery?
Yeah, these 50-year-old lenses, if you get like a good one, of course, it still works perfectly. I still, to this day, I can take a lens and put it on my camera and use it. They're not broken. They're very, very well made and they're very usable.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
You don't wave? Having that as a skill is not very useful if you don't use it when it's appropriate.
That was like a Jedi mind trick wave.
He usually does like a princess wave.
I gotta tell you how confused I was whenever she showed up at my door in like the middle of the evening right before I was getting ready to live stream that day.
With cookies.
I know, but no one comes to our house. And like just seeing someone you know at your house when you don't expect it holding a box, and you're just like, I was just so thrown off.
I'm gonna start doing that a lot more.
Isn't that kind of a good thing? You know, you get a friend.
Yeah, it was nice. It was very nice. It was just so confusing.
Every time a friend or family member comes to your house, you open the door and you're like, squeak.
Well, I think we've only seen them like over here at your other house, like when you were in North Carolina or at a convention. So like all of a sudden they were at my house. It's like, oh my God, you're real.
Not how reality works.
Yeah.
My reality works in a different way. It was a great off-putting awesome moment. I was just very thrown off because I was like, oh, who's at my door? We're not supposed to have anyone at my door. Who? I know you.
Oh, wait, Rin, can I tell the story that you told us about what they did to you? Or is that not a cool thing to share? Because I think that's really fucking funny.
What did I do to you?
Okay, so they came over to your house, right, to give you a box of cookies, and you invited them inside, and I guess Rin needed to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then you and Charlie stood right outside the door of the bathroom and held a conversation.
Oh, yeah, we did. So I started to step into the kitchen.
You didn't think to walk away from there?
Well, I did. I started to step into the kitchen. I was like, can I get you a drink or anything? He's like, no, I'm good. And I was like, oh.
Oh, you're just going to throw Charlie under the bus on
yes,
that one?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
So, because I was like, okay, I'm going to, you guys come have a seat or something. He's like, no, I'm good. And it's like, oh, well, I guess we'll just stay here then. And then we stood there.
I think you could have done a lot more.
She's a very silent peer pooper. Whatever.
Listen,
it was very quiet.
I don't
quiet.
Know what happened in the bathroom. The story was told that literally it was like shuffle past you to get in the bathroom, close the door, no movement. You guys were practically...
I took two steps backwards, but Charlie, he was right there. That man, no personal space.
I just don't. I don't believe you. I don't.
It's true. When you stepped out, Charlie was the first one you saw. I tried to step in. I offered him a drink. That was my way of, like, moving the house.
I'm thinking what happened is you actually leaned up against the door. You started doing stretches on the door.
Sliding things under the door.
Started farting and wafting it in. Like, I'm a sympathetic
come
bathroom.
Pee in my house when I'm trying to get ready for a stream.
You think you're being polite? You make more noise to be like, oh, I got to cover the sound of what's happening in the bathroom.
Well, that explains why I didn't hear anything. You were very silent.
Why were you listening?
Well, I wasn't. Charlie wouldn't move in the house.
Close your ears or something. God's sake.
Hey, what's going on in there? I'm not hearing anything.
I'm married. I've heard someone pee for 10 years.
Yeah, the same someone who chose that life.
Is there a different noise? Are there different pitches of urine?
Probably,
yeah.
I don't listen to anyone other than Mandy P. I'm going to be honest.
Well, we should listen to each other pee and each other's wives pee and see the difference.
Let's take these cameras right now and take turns in the bathroom.
Should we have a pee off?
We see who's got the coolest piss sound.
All right. I bet it's me.
You guys sit or stand?
I'm a sitter. At home, I sit.
Well, it depends.
I don't stand at home yet. I don't want to splash my own
areas.
Yeah,
no splash damage.
Really?
Yeah, Mark, it splashes.
Well, yeah, I know it splashes.
But that's your wall that it splashes onto.
Yeah,
that
when you sit, the only splash damage is your own asshole.
It's not going up to the wall. How high pressure do you pee?
Dude, I could clean brick.
Mark, you've played Power Wash Simulator.
Okay, all right. Which nozzle? Which nozzle?
It's the white nozzle.
Okay, so pretty wide, 45-degree beam.
Yeah, well, that's the other reason I have to sit down.
I see. Okay, I got you.
You clean more that way, but it's less precise. Like, it gets less in there. I'm a little bit more, like, narrow scope.
Makes it really fucking hard to write your name in the snow.
You gotta write it big. You gotta run as you go.
You keep it aimed down and you're running with your legs apart. You're just like, there's a leg of the bee.
Will you ever put your thumb over it like it's a hose and try to change the spray?
No. Not actually, only in joke land. Do you do that in real life?
No.
Oh, okay, good. What else don't you do, Wade?
I do all kinds of things I don't do.
Oh, okay.
Listen,
I don't want to talk about it.
Big not doing, man.
Murder.
One.
Covers it.
All right.
What were we talking? Oh, the story. Yeah, anyway, you're not supposed to listen, and it's polite to not stand 6 inches away.
I tried to step further in. Charlie wouldn't come.
That's a lot. You're throwing a lot of shade right now.
He's not here to defend himself, so he takes the brunt.
If you didn't hear anything, did you really listen?
Yes, because the listening is not predicated on hearing anything. You listen in case there's sound, not because there's sound.
I say he tried to listen, which is the more egregious crime.
Tried but failed to listen? What does that sound like?
Well, it's like attempted listening, you know? So it's not premeditated, but it wasn't successful.
I will say, when she did come out of the bathroom, I realized our mistake. I was like, man, we were standing like right here talking. Oh, well, it's probably fine.
Oh, man, that must have been awkward. Where are you going?
Do you want to try again? I'll just put a microphone in the bathroom. We'll listen from the other room.
Sorry, I didn't catch
that. Look, you come into my house, you know, with our etiquette. We're pee listeners. You got to pee your poop in our house. We got an ear to the door.
Some houses, you take your shoes off before you come inside. Our house, I get to hear your pee.
We have those old style hearing aids that look like the conch shell that we hold up to our ear and put it against the door.
I don't want to come over. Yeah, I wanted to see your house because it's like a new house. I've never been. I don't want to come
over. Oh, you can see in our house. Just don't pee in our house. Yeah, I know. You live like 20 minutes away and you haven't seen our house.
We have a screechy baby.
Babies are fine. They're cool.
Are you sure? Is it safe? Because I feel like it's surprisingly hard to make an area safe for him right now.
We have gates for like the stairs.
Oh, you have dogs.
I don't think it's crime ridden.
Well, Molly also uses one to keep me in the basement, but otherwise, yeah, for the dogs. To keep
you in the basement. Does it work?
Yeah, they're small dogs. They don't hop over them.
No, you. Does it work on you?
It's surprisingly effective.
Do you know how to open the gates, Wade?
I've actually learned to work better with the gate there than without it. Without the gate, I tripped down the stairs the other day, but with the gate, I hop like a hopping thing. Cricket, grasshopper, frog, kangaroo. You know, things that hop. That I couldn't think of before I made the joke.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I laughed. Crickets do hop pretty good, I guess.
They do,
I
just... yeah. But the lack of confidence with which you said it was concerning.
Lack of confidence is usually me.
Lack of confidence is my middle name.
That's right. I'm Wade, lack of confidence, Wade Barnes. You guys know how good my middle name, right?
So how close are you to rehousing? So what about your middle name?
It was just a quick aside.
I know your name. Yes, I'm familiar with your name.
So my first name is George. So whenever I was younger, when I was first born, basically, my aunt, I'm not going to name her because I don't want to make fun of her too much, but she asked my mom.
She got a really dumb name?
No, she's fine.
She just sucks.
So ridiculous.
I just make fun of her every time I talk about her.
Well, she's like, oh, what's your son's name? Whenever she was first meeting me, it's like, my mom's like, oh, Wade. Oh, what's his middle name? Wade. So his name is Wade Barnes? Wade. That's it. That's the story.